This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the Monday episode here from Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017. First year for these events, but certainly not the first year for summertime libertarian camping festivals at Rogers Campground, which is the beautiful location where we have found ourselves at today. At the beginning of the show, it was overcast. Not now. It is bright and sunny out. Still some clouds up in the sky. Beautiful breeze rolling through here. If you're missing out on this, well, you are missing out, but it is definitely not too late. You can always come up here. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening later.
You're all week.
This week. Roger, you're helping organize that this year.
My wife and I are. Yeah, we're running the main pavilion. I know. We'll see how it goes. So far, it's going pretty well, though. You know, of course, this week will be the big deal.
I hear the key organizers never even been to a pork fest before.
They were at the one last year.
Oh, they were? Okay,
they were.
Okay,
that's
good.
Actually where we first met them.
I'm glad to hear that. I thought that was an indicator of how hard it was to find, an organizer. It's like, well, we can't find anybody who's been to this before to organize it, so we need to find somebody who doesn't know what they're getting into.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to find the right sucker for it.
Because
right.
It's really a lot. Work. I mean, pork fest is a lot of work. Yes. You've got a lot of coordination of speakers.
People come out here and they just enjoy the week. They don't understand how much actually happens on the back end.
Sure, it's probably kind of like being a restaurant manager. Like, you have crap coming from
all sides.
Well, and the thing with libertarians is we all know this, that no matter what you do, some people are going to complain.
Oh, yeah.
That's just part of it. So, I mean, we could do a free event and, you know, give free camping to everybody, and people would still complain about it.
Well, the nice thing was when I did Keenvention for 3 years, it was always so small that actually nobody did complain. I would ask people, like, well, what did you like? What didn't you like? And I never really got any criticism.
Are you ever going to bring Keenvention back?
I don't know, man. It is a lot of work to put that stuff together, and I've been doing so much Bitcoin outreach. You know, right now we're doing a Bitcoin advertising campaign. We're sending an ad in a publication that is delivered to 40,000 households. So
wow.
Basically every household in Cheshire County.
It's one of those free paper kind
it's
of things.
One of those free papers. Nice. It's kind of like an advertising rag, basically, where everything in it's an advertisement, including the articles, that kind of thing. But it's been around forever, and a lot of people use it as an ad venue. So if you flip through that, you're going to see right now a 16-column-inch ad promoting Bitcoin.
That's great.
And giving it away. So to anybody who lives in that region, they can send an email to a certain email address.
And how much are you giving them?
$10 worth of Bitcoin. Yeah.
I hope you get a good return on that.
I don't expect a good return, but I just want to see how it does, what kind of response.
But King's already the best place in the state for that. I mean, in a state where there's a lot of crypto. So that's fantastic.
It is. And so the idea is, literally seed the Bitcoin into the community.
Right.
And then let them do what they want. They want to hold on to it, they can hold on to it, or go downtown and spend it, because you can actually do that in Keene, New Hampshire. So Ian and Roger Paxton here, I'm not Ian Paxton, Ian Freeman, Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast, he's with me, and thelavaflow.com is where you can get more of him. The Call to Freedom host, Will Coley, is still with us here. I appreciate you taking time out. You got a big rave party tonight that you're gearing up for. You're also going to be cooking, maybe tonight, definitely tomorrow night.
No, not tonight. We don't have the gas tonight.
Okay.
We're going and getting gas tanks tomorrow. We're going to be giving away free food tomorrow.
Now, it's Ramadan, right?
Yep.
So that means that you can't eat during the daytime? What does that mean for a Muslim?
For a Muslim, since I'm traveling, I'm not required to fast. I'm also allowed to combine the five prayers into three because there's a difficulty that goes along with traveling.
Yeah, of course.
If I were sick, it would be the same thing. Diabetic, hypoglycemic, anything that creates a difficulty in your life where fasting would become more than the normal difficulty that it is, then you're exempt from that. It's a dispensation. It's something to make it easier because
the fast is supposed to
be easy, not, super hard.
Right. But the fast is defined as not daytime, right? Like you can...
From the time the sun rises to the time the sun sets, there's no food, no drink. You're supposed to abstain from sex. You're supposed to abstain from getting angry.
No drink. You can have water during the day, right?
No.
No food, no drink of any kind. Nothing.
No. That is a sacrifice for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, in the desert. Originally they were doing this in the desert in 120 degree heat. Yeah.
Better you than me. There's no way I could be a Muslim. Okay. So what does Ramadan actually celebrate? What's the celebration?
Celebrates the revelation of Quran. The first day of Ramadan is supposed to commemorate the first day that the Prophet was approached by the angel Gabriel.
Okay.
And it celebrates the revealing of the
Quran. It was in a cave, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What was he doing?
Celebrates
in there?
Praying.
Okay.
He wasn't happy with the way his society worked, and he saw the oppression and the use of, you know, humans as property. And
there was a lot of idolatry back then, too, right?
Yeah. And he was just really troubled by it and went to a cave to reflect on all of that he was seeing and the mass oppression. And it came to him that, you know, Angel Gabriel came to him and revealed the, you know, just the first few passages, and then over the course of the next 25 years.
Isn't Gabriel the same angel that came to John Smith?
Same one.
Well, the same angel that appeared to Mary as well.
Okay, okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's a continuation of the story.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, so, it's called El Furqan. That's one of the names that the Quran gives itself, which means the discerning book.
Yeah, it's so a correction more than a continuation.
It's a correction and a continuation. Yeah. It's both.
Yeah.
And it generally sees Jesus as a prophet as well, or some sort of holy man.
He's the Messiah.
Okay.
But he's not seen as a divine.
He's not seen as the Son of God any more so than anyone else.
Anyone else, exactly. But he is seen as born of a virgin, and the whole, like, he has the name Ruhullah, which means the Spirit of God.
Which is very much in line with the Christian Bible.
He's the Word of God, a word from him placed in the womb. So he's the Word of God, John.
Very much in line, yeah.
You know, it's in the Bible.
It is, absolutely.
It's the Word of God. Difference that you pick up on, and the big correction that the Quran is trying to make is it says the Christians got it wrong with the triune God things. Like, this is one God.
They got it wrong by saying that you needed someone between you and God for forgiveness, that Jesus is like this carnal intercessor between you and God. And what Muslims say is, well, actually, Jesus was just here to give us a message. That's how he was the intercessor. Mm. God is the one who forgives you, not Jesus. And that's the main difference between Christians and Muslims, is whether or not Jesus is the one who gives the ability to forgive.
Perfect. Let's get back into forgiveness, because you were telling us a story about when people are attacking what, you know, Muhammad's teachings were about how to handle that. Can you pick that up?
Well, like, there's one great story that I really like. It's Muhammad is going around the Kaaba, and this man comes to him behind him. He has a dagger that's got poison on it, and he's concealing it, and Muhammad knows this. And he keeps asking him as they walk what is troubling him, because he can see that there's something in his mind. And eventually, he turns around and turns his whole self to him and places his hand on his heart and says, "What is it here?" And the man just immediately began to cry. And the man's there to kill him. And rather than reacting with malice and violence, he reacted with sincerity and compassion. And the man eventually became Muslim. And there's tons and tons of stories. There's a woman who used to pour garbage on him while he prayed, who didn't show up one day. He went to see why. She was sick. He sent for a doctor. You know, there's an aunt of his that used to strew brambles and thorns in his path. Same thing. She didn't do it one day. He went to see what was wrong and got her a doctor. There were Jews that would pour garbage on his doorstep. You know, and he always reacted in the same way to these kind of slights, with, you know,
grace.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there was a story about how he's walking down the street and this Jew looks at him and says, "Assalamu alaikum," which sounds like "salam alaikum," but actually what it means is "death be upon you."
Uh-huh.
And he just says, "Wa yakum," and to you. And that's it. Like, just whatever. You know,
that's awesome.
And, well, his wife flips a lid, though. And she's like, "Death and curses may the die." And she's like flipping out. And he turns around and he's like, No, Aisha, that's not how you do this. God loves gentleness in all things.
Right.
And she's like, "But did you not hear what he said to you, how he maligned you?" He said, "Yeah, and you heard that I said him back at you." You know, that was all that was necessary. The curses, the screaming, the rioting, the teddy bear rioting, the burning down buildings, the killing you in. Like, none of that is necessary.
Right.
All you have to say is, "Khalas, unto you."
Well, and the important part about that is you're ending the cycle of violence. Because you can, right there, right as soon as they tried to start it, you put it to an end, and then you treat them, you know, as though they're just, in my opinion, they're just our confused brothers and sisters. And we can take this and extrapolate it into today, where we have the police who do things that we disagree with. I've been put in jail for, you know, protests, standing in front of a police car and other things, and of a nonviolent, peaceful.
Well, I never really put much trust in people who stand in front of a car anyway, because that's a pretty brave thing to do.
Right. Well, I mean, it was a parked car.
Well, so still.
But nonetheless, you know, and I don't look down on my jailers. I see them on the street and I talk to them and we're friendly. And
it's that whole idea of blood feud. You know, the Prophet came to do away with the idea of blood feud. Like, I punch Roger in the face
please don't.
And now Roger's mad at me, and I've insulted him, and I've insulted his family, so now his kids are mad at me, and then 150 years from now, our great-great-grandchildren are killing each other.
Hold that thought. Let's keep it going. You got one more segment?
I gotta go?
I gotta get out of here. Thanks, Will Coley. I appreciate it, man. From Call to Freedom, we'll continue.
I called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating, and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DynaVite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to DynaVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DynaVite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Rogers Campground for Somalia Fest 2017 and Shire Fest 2016.
And Paxton Fest.
And Paxton Fest and Jazzy Fest, and everybody else has their own fest, because we don't need to have a centrally controlled event. Right. I mean, you know, that's what they're going to do at Port Fest, and that's cool. It's got its benefits in you get the fancy name, big name speakers, and, you know, some people want to come to see those folks. But for me, this event, this weekend, because we've been here since Friday, this weekend has been very much like the Porcupine Freedom Festivals that I've been to, except minus all the speakers that I never really went to go and see anyway.
Right.
So it's just, you know, walking around the campground and stopping and talking to folks and hanging out at campfires. And
well, this is our second Pork Fest, my family, and we went to two Liberty Forums as well.
Mm-hmm.
And literally this last Liberty Forum in February, we didn't go see a single speaker.
You're just talking to people.
We just had so much fun being around our libertarian family.
Right.
And that was much more fun than going and seeing speakers. And I could see anytime I want to on the internet or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, it is a nice thing to be able to meet somebody that's a big name,
sure,
to you or whatever, and I'm sure that does attract a certain portion of the attendance of an event like Pork Fest.
Of course.
But this event has been great because it's been, you know, a lot of the hardcore, you know, people who've been in New Hampshire and are active within the Liberty community, they're here. Some of the folks who were a little bit upset at Pork Fest for kicking me out and Free Talk Live out, they've come to this, and so that's cool. So we got a real kind of cool contingent here that don't feel as welcome at what is now sort of being rebranded in a more of a family fest way, which is what Pork Fest has sort of, right, kind of become over the last couple of years. And that's fine. You know, I say embrace the schism. It doesn't, you know, people like Mark, or Mark Edge, my co-host here on Free Talk Live on most nights of the show, he's still got a, you know, he's holding that grudge, man. He's holding on to some kind of grudge for the Free State Project.
Didn't we just talk about grudges in the last segment?
Yeah,
it's not a good thing to talk to hold on to.
It's not, and he should know better than that. You know, and I've talked to him about it. But that's a struggle that he's got to deal with inside himself. And, you know, for me, I let it go the day it happened.
Well, and you handled it with grace, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you've never stopped telling people to move to New Hampshire, whether it's North of Shire Society, Free State Project.
I still talk about the Free State Project.
You still talk about the Free State Project. You still talk about Pork Fest.
I'll still critique them when they're wrong,
course,
too.
You should. As should anybody. No
like
question.
When they invited John McAfee to speak here, who has had a teenage girlfriend in his 60s, and that's supposedly one of the reasons why I'm not welcome. So, you know, I called him out for that. So I'll still call them out for that, when, because I still think they're an important organization. They're still doing the good work of recruiting people who care about freedom to come here. And that's what the Shire Society does, too. So we give more promotion now to the Shire Society.
Of course.
And when we formed the Shire Society at Pork Fest in the year 2010, we had a big signing ceremony with dozens of people who signed the like a hemp paper version of the Shire Society Declaration, which you can read for yourself over at ShireSociety.com. Dozens of us signed it up in the TV room up there during Pork Fest. And we kind of knew back then that, you know, this could be, if we ever needed it to be, like a competing organization to the Free State Project. And it turns out we did need it for that purpose. And it is a different style of, you know, yeah, Shire Society is encouraging libertarians and voluntarists and liberty lovers to move to New Hampshire, just like the Free State Project is. But we're doing it without a board of directors, and we're doing it without any kind of organizational structure whatsoever. There's not even a count. There's no membership numbers or anything like that.
And competition is good for the market.
Yeah.
You know, competing organizations, competing festivals, you know, and I'm not even saying that these two festivals are competing. They're, you know, almost cooperative, because,
sure,
they're bumping up into each other. Many people will be attending both.
They will.
But, you know, I could absolutely see a day when there are two completely divergent groups and two completely divergent festivals at different times of the year. And, you know, some people will go to one and not the other. And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because it gives you what you want, instead of just one, you know, try to fit all and be all event.
Right. That's why I say embrace the schism.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with schisms. This wasn't the first one. You know,
and it won't be the last.
There have been many other schisms in the past. This one was a little bit larger as far as its publicity was concerned, but, you know, that's the only real difference. There's always been disagreements between activists here on, like, tactics and style, and, you know, different types of activism. Some people just don't like. Again, I've never understood why people feel so strongly about that. Like, if I disagree with somebody else's activism, I just won't do it, you know.
And that's the great thing about New Hampshire, is that you can do your own type of activism, whatever
right.
that happens. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go, you know, cop walking like you did in Laconia the other night. Yeah. That's just not something I would do because I'm not going to take the risk of, you know, my family losing their primary breadwinner
not
while
a good
I'm
idea.
In jail. Yeah. It's not something that I can do. Now, maybe when I'm 60, then I might do that. But
I love old civil disobedient
sure,
activists.
Absolutely.
Like Julian Heichlin, 79, brilliant. 80 yeah. years old. That guy's been arrested countless times outside of courthouses across the country, and he's just so ballsy because he's got nothing to lose. His kids are all gone through college, and they got kids of their own, and he doesn't have a job anymore. He's retired, so
and my
screw
wife
it.
And I have talked about doing those sorts of civil disobedience once our kids are gone, and we probably will.
And then you've also got the I'm the old guy factor, right. Which you know the cops are treating you with kid gloves in a lot of cases.
And if they don't, then they look really bad.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
even
they,
better.
They can't get away with an 80-year-old man what they can get away with a 20-year-old right. or 40-year-old or something like that. So it's Ian and Roger here in the studio. We're in the Lava Flow Studios here at Camp. Site number, whatever it is, the blue campsite, the blue cabin, here at Rogers Campground. And we've got our next guest in here with us. He's a brand new mover. Britton is with us. Hey, Britton.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great to have you here on Free Talk Live. And I think you may be the newest mover at this festival right now.
I think I am, yeah.
Later this week, you may be replaced by another newer mover.
Yeah,
because
I hope so.
That tends to happen.
Yeah,
This time frame is when the Freedom Festival time frame during the summer in New Hampshire, we tend to get people
right.
who move up. This is their first time in New Hampshire, and they stay here. Is that what you're doing? Have you been up here before?
I have been here before to Porkfest 2015.
Okay.
That was the only other time I've been here.
And what was that like for you?
That was a amazing experience. I was here for, it was a week-long festival that time. I
yep.
came in the middle of the week and got to meet some people, and I really did enjoy all the speeches and seeing what all the people were doing. I got some books, and I had a really fantastic time.
Well, Porkfest for me last year was my first one, and even though we were already living here, it was a very life-changing event for us because, you know, just seeing all of this in action, you know, everybody together, it was just an incredible feeling. So, and it's amazing how many people I met at Porkfest last year who now live here. You know, some moved
right.
immediately, some moved very shortly thereafter, you know, a couple of dozen of those
right.
kind of people. So it's definitely great to have you.
Yeah.
You moved from Louisiana.
From Louisiana, right. And I would have come earlier, but I was kind of tied up with the Marine Corps. I was obligated to them for 5 years. So,
well, I'm glad that you're out of that obligation.
Yeah,
that's
certainly.
Fantastic.
So,
5 years.
Yeah, that was a 5-year enlistment. It was cut short a little bit. My dad was sick, and we got flooded. We lived on a lake, and we lost everything. So the Marines gave me a little time off, and I was discharged just a few months sooner than 5 years. But
mm-hmm.
But now I'm here, and things are wonderful. My dad's in good health. We've got a new, bigger house, and so we're doing very good.
Now, you came up by yourself?
And I came up by myself.
So tell me about that disconnect, is, you know, being in the military and then, you know, being a hardcore libertarian who's, you know, in a lot of ways anti-government.
Now, did you come to that within the military, or were you libertarian?
So I was libertarian 2005. Like before 2005, I was a hardcore Democrat. And but in 2005, it was the World's Smallest Political Quiz and theadvocates.org that really kind of... Just being thirsty for political knowledge and so on. So I just kept
approaching it. A quiz gets another one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly. And
Advocates is such a great organization. I love what they do.
I still promote the quiz. I asked hundreds of Marines to take the quiz and to see where they were.
Like?
And they were all over it. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I think, you know, center's still probably the most popular, but there were some left. There was some right. There was the odd status. That was probably the rarest.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were plenty of libertarians. There was even one who was all the way at the top
100,
yeah.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So for listeners that don't know, you can jump over to quiz.freetalklive.com. We made a little short URL that'll take you to the Advocates website.
Advocates for Self-Government, right.
Yeah, they've been doing this quiz thing for years. I remember setting up booths down in Florida, and that was my main outreach tool. Was I had the big poster-sized version of this diamond chart.
Operation Politically Homeless? That's what it's called.
Yep, Operation Politically Homeless. You go to events like, you know, county fairs, or I went to a gay and lesbian pride fest, gun show, and it was really interesting to see where the crowd was on the chart, because you'd like put little spots up on the chart, little stickers where each person's score was, and at the end of the day you get a look at, you know, where that audience was. And of course at the gun show you got conservatives, you got libertarians were the hardest, you know, that was the majority of the, the attendees, and a few authoritarian types.
My wife and I took an OPH booth to Tea Party events when the Tea Party was going on, and we were involved in the OPAR, and it was amazing how many people would score libertarian and then just completely lose it. That they were,
they couldn't believe it.
Right, they couldn't believe it. And they just could not get over that. And it was very difficult to explain to them that, you know, yes, there is some, you know, some crossover from what you believe and what libertarians believe.
Yeah.
But they were, most of them were just very disgusted by the fact that, yeah, they are technically in a lot of ways libertarian.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. All right, so, yeah, I blew that one. Totally wasn't paying attention to the clock there. We're pre-recording the show segments here on Free Talk Live, and so we blew past our deadline for that last segment. So I actually had to cut some of the last segment to add it to this one. We were talking about the world's smallest political quiz and administering that at various different events, where we used to live. You did it in Arkansas, Roger, and I did some down in a bunch of them down in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from, and Britain is with us here, newest mover to New Hampshire, as part of this mass migration of libertarians that are coming here from all over the world. You came up from Louisiana, and you were telling us that you found the world's smallest political quiz at some point in your life. And our listeners, right, as I mentioned, can go to quiz.freetalklive.com and check that out. You can try it for yourself there and see what kind of score you get. And it is a surprise for a lot of people that they're libertarian. Because,
sure,
I remember giving that quiz out back in, I think it was probably around the year 2000 was when I started doing that, right around the Harry Brown campaign for president back with the Libertarian Party. And I was basically doing a Libertarian Party booth. But I was using the world's smallest political quiz to, and yes, that is a riding lawnmower of some sort or tractor. Anyway, the booth was to promote the Libertarian Party and Libertarian ideas, right, in general, and it was sort of the opener, right? This was our pre-qualifier. So if somebody scores as a Libertarian on the quiz, then we pitch them on the Libertarian Party, yeah, and tell them more and offer them some propaganda to learn more.
What I love the most about the quiz is that it kind of changes the conversation from left and right to up and down.
Yes.
They put Libertarian at the top of the quiz, for a reason, because they want people to rise up and we're the best, whatever. I don't know. It's definitely kind of skewed that way, but that's a more important conversation than left and right, I think.
It is, and it's a much deeper paradigm, a much deeper idea of political philosophy and political thought, because the left and right is so confining. But
yeah,
people usually don't fit on that chart.
Well, right, and a great example of that, I think, is a lot of people think in this way. They think, oh, well, you guys are in the center. You libertarians are in the
center. Which could not be further from the truth.
Yeah. Well, right, because if you think about it like, okay, so if... What is the liberal position on, gun control? Are liberals in favor of gun control? Yeah, they're in favor of gun control. Okay, well, I'm in favor of freedom as far as, you can possess whatever you want. So would that put me on the right? Yeah, that would put you on the right. Well, okay, well, what about the right wing? What is their position on drug laws? Are they in favor of drug laws, drug prohibition? Yeah, they're in favor. Well, would that put me on the left on that issue? Well, then that's why you're in the center. Well, no, because on the other hand, I'm also not in favor of any kind of... Okay, so because you could answer it in the reverse, right? So, if you are in favor of the drug laws and that puts you on, or if you're
right,
in favor of prohibition, you put you on the right. But if you are against, if you, all right, I'm losing my mind. if you're in favor of prohibition, that might put you on the right. Of course, a lot of lefties are in favor of prohibition,
sure,
too. We're being very
generic.
Well,
it depends on
here.
What they're trying to prohibit. I mean,
yeah,
that's the difference.
Right. And then if you are in favor of prohibiting guns, then that puts you on the left. So, does that make you a center? Because of that. Does that put a total authoritarian and a libertarian in the same category as centrist? No, of course not. That doesn't make any sense. So what I think it was David Nolan from the Libertarian,
right,
Party, the founder of the Libertarian,
right,
Party. It's called the Nolan Chart because,
yeah,
he's the one who expanded it from left-right, so just an X-axis. He added that Y-axis to it to determine,
yeah,
okay, well, you can have sort of a mix of your different views,
right,
and that would either put you either on the left, the right, or make you a total authoritarian or a total libertarian, and then there's still centrist in between all that for somebody who just doesn't answer anything clearly at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody with no real opinion.
So that was huge in just getting me exposed to libertarian ideas, and when I first took the quiz, I was left center. I was right on that border, and I was kind of angry that I wasn't more left.
You wanted to be full on lefty.
Exactly,
yeah.
And... I think it was really like poverty was one of my biggest issues, but I thought we need to raise more taxes and have more welfare, and, mm-hmm, and just that kind of exposure got me to kind of accept the economic side of freedom and libertarianism that taxes and welfare are not going to help the poor.
So,
and that kind of got me into a libertarian track.
So are you a Free State Project participant? Are you a signer?
Yes.
Are you a Shire Society signer?
I pledged
signer
in
as well?
2013 while I was in the Marines.
Did you sign the Shire Society?
He's wearing the lanyard.
Yes, I signed the Shire Society.
So how did you hear about the migration that we're having here in New Hampshire? How did you first hear about it?
I first heard about it, I think, 2007 when I got into the Ron Paul presidential campaign as a volunteer, and that's when I first heard about the Free State Project. And there was very few members back then. I remember there was a big push to get the first 1,000 to move up here.
I was
considering doing that, but just without any money and or any contacts up in New Hampshire. That's when I was in Florida at the time. That's when I moved to Louisiana instead. And I still kind of regret that decision, but I'm here now,
that's
so it's okay.
From the frying pan into the fire.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and you mentioned the money and the it's tough for a lot of people to make that move. There's no question about it. And as you said the other night on this show, it's just not for everybody. Unfortunately, it's not. Some people have family obligations that they can't leave, career obligations that they just can't leave.
Yeah, very.
And so it's not for everybody, and sometimes
some people have a medical condition, they can't handle the cold.
Absolutely.
I mean, whatever.
Absolutely. But you know, the way it was very difficult for me, I mean, to move everything that my entire family,
I had to sell a house. I mean, it's not as hard as what you had to do.
Yeah,
but I took
kids.
A $40,000 loss on a house.
Ouch.
To move up here.
Ouch. Well, I didn't take a loss. I actually sold mine for a little bit of a profit, which was nice.
I left in let's see, right before, like, basically right at the crash, the housing crash. So it was bad timing. But I wasn't going to stay. I wasn't going to stay in Florida. I mean, you know, to me, freedom's more important than money.
When it's time to go, it's time to go.
There's always other houses. There's always more money. So, you know, it'll come back to you.
What was your biggest fear about moving up here? Because for me, it was the weather. Because, you know, being in the South, I don't know anything about snow. I don't know plowing, nothing of that.
I just don't like being cold.
Just not having the money to make the move. I mean, I was just being totally broke and not knowing that I could get a job up here or not. I mean, especially 2008, 2009, unemployment, that's when it spiked. And I was on the Free State Project forums. And there was a comment on there saying, kind of talking about people like me. There's just like people come up and expect a job to be handed to them, and that really did kind of deter me. That was one of the big things that swayed me to not move at that time.
Well, the great thing about New Hampshire right now, anyway, is that it's an employee market. I mean, there are so many the unemployment rate is so low here.
It's the best of the Northeast.
Absolutely, right? There are so many jobs that people just can't fill right now because there's just not enough people up here. I was paid to move up here by my company, the company that brought me up here. They paid me $10,000 to move up here in moving costs, which was a huge blessing for me. But
desperate. They want people.
They are. They need people.
All right.
I mean, anybody should be able to find a job with
anybody who wants to work. Anybody who wants to work, you know what? Now, if you're real picky and you got to have the perfect career for your chosen path, it's going to be harder. But if you're willing to do anything, then there's all kinds of work. I mean, you just walk down Main Street in Keene, and there's help wanted.
But I found an incredible job here from 1,500 miles away as a director of IT for a healthcare company.
That's great.
So, I mean, there's those kind of jobs here as well. It's just a little bit harder to find, and you're not going to move up here and find one. You're better off, you know, taking a couple of months trying to find one. My wife, thank goodness, you know, is a stay-at-home mother, and she was able to basically be my secretary for a couple of months and apply for all these jobs for me and found it the perfect fit for me. Could have worked out
better.
That's
amazing.
So, there's plenty of jobs up here for people who want to work.
Yep, that's absolutely true. We're going to continue here. Britton, you want to stick with us?
Yes.
All right, Ian and Roger here at Free Talk Live at Rogers Campground. Not this Roger, a different Roger. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017. Here on this beautiful weekend at Rogers Campground, there was talk about, it's going to rain all week. No, it hasn't. It's been sunny and beautiful all day. It was short, maybe 20 minutes of a sprinkle earlier today.
If you want to call it even a sprinkle, it was almost nothing.
So, it's been beautiful, and more vendors are showing up. The barbecue guy's rolling down there. He had some delicious biscuits and gravy.
And real
morning.
Southern gravy with those big chunks of sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
So I enjoyed that. And the Little Zoe's Pizza, which takes cryptocurrency, takes Bitcoin, is here. And
yeah, we're trying to get the barbecue guy to take crypto this week.
So I already asked him about that, too. I said, dude, you're going to get a lot of questions about that this week.
So by the end of the week, he'll probably have a wallet.
Good chance. So, Ian and Roger in here in the Lava Flow Studios doing Free Talk Live from Roger's Campground. I haven't even mentioned our website yet. It's freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in just now and you've missed the last three nights of these broadcasts, then you can always go to freetalklive.com, download as many archives of the show as you like. You can go to thelavaflow.com to download as much Roger as you like, because he's got all kinds of episodes. How many years you been doing Lava Flow?
Two and a half years.
So about once a week, usually?
It averages out to about once a week.
So that's a lot of episodes. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I just hit 100 the other day. Excellent. A few weeks ago, so yeah.
So we were talking with Britton, who who is our newest mover. He moved up here for the Free State Project. He's also a Shire Society signer, and I don't see your lanyard today, right?
I left it in the thing, yeah. I'll get it out this afternoon.
Anyway, ShireSociety.com, this is where people can go and learn more about this decentralized migration. People who are, you can sign the Shire Society Declaration on the website. You can, like, leave a little comment saying that you signed it, or you can print it out, sign it at your own house. You don't have to tell anybody that you've signed it. You don't have to reveal
it's
that.
It's a great declaration, and you should read it, and yeah, there's nothing objectionable in that declaration.
Not for libertarian.
You're a voluntarist. You'll love it.
Right. So who actually wrote that?
Good question. That was it was inspired by a passage in an L. Neil Smith book. And I forget which book it was. You'll have to forgive me for that. But years ago, it was 2010. I forget who suggested it. We had a thread on what was then the Free Keen Forum, and which kind of sprung out of a schism from the New Hampshire Free Forum way, way back when New Hampshire Free was the original, like, big forum where all the... There was the Free State Project Forum, and then there was the New Hampshire Free Forum, and then come out of that was the Free Keene Forum, because they wouldn't give the Keene area enough sub-forums because there was just so much happening here. I didn't want it all to just be in one right. sub-forum.
Of course.
So we launched our own forum, and then at some point we had this discussion about this creating an alternative society. And I think the motivation behind that was, a lot of times when I would be talking with a bureaucrat about their stupid rules or laws or whatever the objectionable thing of the moment was, their excuse would be, well, you're a member of our society, and so, you know, you agree to do all these things. Like, well, I never joined your society. I was right. born
Oh, it's implied consent. Don't you know the social contract theory?
And then they get into that, right? Social contract. Like, wait a minute. But a society is a voluntary, if you look it up, a society is a voluntary association of individuals right. who've come together for a common purpose. And, well, we know that the state society is not a voluntary society because we're all being forced into it. So I thought, you know, or some of us were thinking, well, what if we had our own society? What if we, you know, the people do this. There's all kinds of the society for blah, blah, blah. There's all kinds of societies out there within this geographic landmass or whatever. So what if we just created a society for real principled libertarians with a really, you know, hardcore principled statement that sort of backs it up, that these people would be interested, if presumably they were interested, they would right. sign if they liked it. And we spent weeks, you know, somebody suggested the L. Neil Smith passage. I don't remember who it was. The thread's there. Anybody that wants to go can, if you've signed.
I have. I looked up and I read every single post on that thread.
Yeah.
That it was basically a community authorship right. of this declaration, and it turned out great.
Yeah, and you can get access to that on the Shire Society forum. You go to forum.shiresociety.com. You do have to be in the Shire subforums. There's a Shire Society subforum because we've been trying to expand those forums. There's a Bitcoin area now. There's Pax Libertas Productions has a subforum there. There's one for Free Talk Live. And anybody who joins the forum can get into those sections.
Right.
But if you're a Shire Society signer, you can get in the Shire Society area, and that's where you'll find that old thread. Because all those old Free Keene forum threads of all, like, the old school activism right. and that stuff that we did way back, that's all still there. There's
that's
still like 1,000 or 2,000 yeah. threads from back.
I'm so glad you hung on to that for posterity.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's all there. And you can see the Shire Society declaration developing over weeks as, you know, we're kind of tweaking L. Neil Smith's language.
Yep.
Oh, this should say this,
right.
and so on. And sort of. So we came to kind of like a group consensus. Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist, he stepped up. He said, I am willing to donate my time to create the proper hemp paper-based calligraphy versions where, you know,
right.
he's got the calligraphy handwriting thing down, and,
right.
and he literally made
and someone else came
paper.
Up with the logo. And
yeah, I think it was Meg McLean who
yep.
who did the logo, and he made these beautiful hemp paper versions of
you the
stuff.
You still have the
yeah.
originals?
Yes, yeah, one of them's framed, actually.
Wow.
It's hanging up in what used to be the Keene Activist Center. It's now just a place where tenants live, but they still have, like, a poster of Derek Jay's victimless crime spree and the
yeah.
Shire Declaration in there. But there's actually two of them, and we've still got both of those. Anyway, he did these beautiful hemp paper versions. We brought them to Porkfest 2010, signed them, and the rest is history. And then we got some real high-res photographs of those, scanned them in, so those are PDFs. Those will be preserved forever, even if the originals, you know, fall apart.
And eventually it will,
and,
of course.
Yeah, and they're already brittle, like the hemp paper, so. And then we signed them, put those declarations online. That's when we created the website. So the website didn't exist until after the signing at Porkfest. then we made the website for the purposes of, well, we need to share this declaration now with other people so they can sign it too.
Right.
But again, there's no keeping track. If you want to put your name on the site, that's up to you. You don't have to. You can sign it in your head. You can print out the PDF version and sign it in real life. And we've even got paper versions of them here at this event. There's a stack of them that's going to be over down at the cryptocurrency table. So anybody who wants to can put their name on it. We even went to the county fair, like maybe 5 years ago in Cheshire County, and I would do an outreach booth there. And the first, I think it was like the first year we did Shire Society Declaration outreach. So, you know, we used to do World's Smallest Political Quiz when I was down in Florida. I wanted to do a more principled thing. I wanted to see what would the New Hampshire general population, the people who were at the county fair, what would their response be to this document?
Right.
And I was really pleased with the response.
Well, I mean, awesome. But again, you're in New Hampshire. So
right, I'm in New Hampshire.
The average person in New Hampshire is much more alike, much more aligned with us than the average person in the rest of the country.
Absolutely. So, and so I was curious to see, you know, how many signatures would I be able to get? Because I'm there, you know, I'm a good pitch man. I can stand behind a booth with the best of them. I've had a lot of experience when I was down in Florida doing this. And so over 5 days of doing this outreach, of offering the declaration, letting people read it, decide whether they wanted to sign it or not, and then we'd always let them take it home with them because we're not collecting your information. This is just for you. This is your personal Declaration of Independence. 215 signatures.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
What were you expecting?
I mean, maybe 10 or 15.
Yeah,
215.
That's incredible.
That's huge.
Man, this is New Hampshire. You're absolutely right, and it's an amazing place.
And that's why we're here, and that's why New Hampshire was chosen for this migration, without a doubt, because not only do you already have those people here, I mean, it's in the name, it's in the motto of the state, live free or die, and of course that is a bit of propaganda itself, but there's a lot of truth to that, believe it or not.
New Hampshire is the libertarian homeland, and there's a lot of history to support that, and that's just, you know, more proof that liberty does live here.
Well, I mean, you hear about that before you move up here, and of course Jess and I did, my wife, but until you move here, you don't really understand how the average person, I mean, the people that I work with, they're all muggles. They're not libertarian, or they're not, you know, part of the Free State Project or any of that, but you know, overall, most of the conversations I have with them, they are very libertarian in nature. Now, they may not
be left alone.
They do. They may not be voluntarists like we are, but they are certainly much closer to that than the rest of the country.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right that you have to be here to really get a feel for that. And it's interesting that, you know, even you thought after having been here for a year, it would only be 10 or 15. Yeah, 215 signatures to what is probably the most principled voluntarist, you know, statement of independence that someone could put their name to.
Right.
I mean, you can go see it for yourself at ShireSociety.com. So, Britton, you know, you're brand new here.
Right.
What is it, you know, taking all this in here? You've been to Porkfest a couple of years ago. Obviously, that was a lot bigger than what you're experiencing here. Is what's ShireFest and Somalia Fest, you know, the last couple days been like for you?
Being able to meet, you know, like my favorite podcasters like Roger Paxton, Ian Freeman, Daryl W. Perry, that's been fantastic. Will Coley, who I got to see speak in 2015, he made an amazing speech that had a lasting impression on me. Mm-hmm. I got to hang out with him out here. And he says he's got something even bigger planned for this Porkfest,
cool.
So I'm excited to see that. It's been wonderful. First time I got here, people told me welcome home, that's amazing.
Does it feel like that?
It certainly does. Everything up here has just been great. And
I absolutely concur with that. I mean, I lived in Arkansas for 40 years, for almost 41 years, and, you know, lived there around my family and all of that most of my life, and it still never felt as much as home as New Hampshire does in a year and a half.
Britton, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us here today.
Yep, thank
Enjoy
you.
The rest of the festival. As we continue here, we're going to roll into hour number three. We'll get some more interesting guests to talk to. It's Ian Freeman and Roger Paxton. Roger's from thelavaflow.com, and this
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.